Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would instruct the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to sit at the first available space, and he would also do the same. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would appropriately attend to all those seated in the gathering in such a manner that no person felt that the next person was more favored by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over himself. If any person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for any need or otherwise, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give all his attention to that person until the person's need was seen to and he himself stood up to leave. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not make the person feel uncomfortable so that he would be forced to leave quickly or hasten in expressing his need. If anybody asked for anything, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would grant it, and if it was not possible to grant it immediately, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would gently express an excuse. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sublime character and open-heartedness was directed equally to all. He was like a compassionate father to them, and in his eyes they were equals. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's gatherings were characteristic of knowledge, modesty, patience, and trustworthiness. Raised voices were not to be heard, nor was anybody's honor besmeared or anybody's faults exposed. Everybody was regarded as equal, the only distinction between them being based upon taqwa and piety. They would meet one another with humility, they would show compassion to the young, revere the elderly, give preference to the needy, and they would take care of the travelers. The Hasan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never interrupted any person's speech unless it trespassed the limits, after which he would either stop the person or he would express his disapproval by standing up and leaving the gathering.